breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me. Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, when you breathe on me. Breathe on me, breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power, when you breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, when you breathe on, rain on me. Rain on me, rain on me, rain on. Holy Ghost showers, Holy Ghost showers, will you rain on me? Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost showers, will you rain? Burn in me, burn in me, burn in me. Holy Ghost fire, will you burn in me? Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost fire, I need you burn, burn in me, Lord. Burn in me, burn in. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, will you burn in me? Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost. Sing Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, will you burn in me?
Find yourself a prayer partner. You can get us a little bit of light in here if you want to.
As for me, he came and found me. As for me, he took me home. As for me, he gave me a family. And I'll never walk alone. In my life, I'm soaking blessing. And in heaven, there's a great reward. As for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah.
Song.
Name of this song is God is in the house, Jesse.
As for me, he came and found me. As for me, he took me home. As for me, he gave me a family. And I'll never walk alone. In my life, I'm soaking blessing. And in heaven, there's a great reward. As for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. As for me, he came and found me. As for me, he took me home. As for me, he gave me a family. And I'll never walk alone. In my life, I'm soaking blessing. And in heaven, there's a great reward. As for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. I've got Jesus, Jesus, and he calls me for his own. And he lifts me above the world I know. God is in the house and there is no doubt. God is in the house, you can't keep him out. As for you and for me, we're gonna serve the Lord. God is in the house and there is no doubt. God is in the house, you can't keep him out. As for you and for me, we're gonna serve the Lord. God is in the house and there is no doubt. God is in the house, you can keep him out. As for you and for me, we're gonna serve the Lord.
One more.
God is in the house and there is no doubt. God is in the house, you can keep him out. As for you and for me, we're gonna serve the Lord.
Well, we're ready for you, Brother Jesse.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good to see all y'all here today. How many of you enjoying the presence of God all week? We had service on Christmas night. I heard it was good. I didn't get to come. But it's just good that we can roll right along and keep praising God. God is faithful to be here when we praise him. And it's offering time. And you know, this morning we have an opportunity to be blessed. In the area of obedience, if we obey God's word and step out, in the area of giving, in the area of tithing, God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you in a supernatural way, and all we have to do is open ourselves up. And you do that by obeying his word. We are supposed to tithe the first 10%, but above that, we should give offerings. The tithe rebukes the devourer. How many have had a devourer in your life? Well, when you tithe, God will rebuke the devourer, amen. But when you give above that, not grudgingly, but cheerfully, when you give in obedience to God, not just in the flesh, not under condemnation. Some people get crazy and they give stuff that God never told them to give. You got to obey God. But when you give according to the will of God, God will bless you. God wants you to be prospered, amen. That's what this is about. The gospel is the good news. That's what it means. Anything other than good news is not the gospel. Amen. I didn't come to tell you some bad news. I didn't come to tell you that, you know, you're going to die. and you're going to be poor. I came to give you the good news. God, Jesus paid so that we could live life abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. So how many of you have heard the word of God? Are you being obedient this morning? Are you stepping out in faith? If you are, you will be blessed. I hope you've heard God. We're going to take an offering. So if you would, if you'll stand with me, if you're giving by cash and you'd like an envelope, I have some for you. If not, you can just stand with your seed. If you don't have anything to give, ask Crystal, and she'll give you something. Now, if you don't have anything to give, just participate in faith, and God will give you something to give. God doesn't say he gives seed to the person that cries about it. The Bible doesn't say God gives seed to the person that says, boy, I wish I had some money. The Bible says God gives seed to the sower. You can be a sower, and let me tell you, if you don't have anything, you can sow in faith. You can walk up to this plate, go like that, say, be blessed, and you know what? God will fill your hand with some seed to sow, because God's always looking for people that are obedient to do his will. Amen? But lift your seed up to God, and just begin to praise God with it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we worship you this morning. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us abundantly, Father. And I thank you that you know your plans for us. They're not plans to harm us. They're plans to prosper us, Father, to give us an expected end. You know our end, and it's a good one, Father. I thank you have a plan for each person here, and that plan includes prosperity, Father. So we open ourselves up to your word, Lord. We step out in obedience, and we receive that prosperity that you have promised us, Father. I thank you, Lord, and I covenant with every person here, and we thank you, Father, that you are doing it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says bring your tithes, so you can bring your tithes up. Thank you, Jesus.
I think this is a good, I think we should give everybody battery packs. You know, you get sick of hearing, you just pull their battery out, you know. Talk all you want to, I don't hear a thing. Amen. So let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Act like you're charismatic or something. Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
There you go. Amen. Look at the children's church bringing it on in.
Amen.
Thank you, Shekel, for walking so gracefully in here. Tell you what, you can take it right on back with you. Here you go. The shirt says angel. Amen. Y'all going to have to do me a big favor. Y'all going to have to move. Is that all right? So y'all coming right. We're not going to move our visitors. Well, maybe we will. Move. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, well, we're going to move right on to the front door. No, come on. Y'all not going to sit on that last row. Y'all going to come up these first three. Come on over. Amen. Come on over. Amen. Yeah, I'm being picky. Amen. It's just that easy, isn't it? All righty. How many of y'all are excited about the new year?
Amen.
Super duper excited about the new year? How excited? Jesse's going back there. A lot of moving around. Amen. Let's check our brother out. Thank you, brother Jesse. All right. God is good, isn't he? I got an idea. What about Christianity? Isn't that a good idea? Isn't Christianity a good idea? Isn't it a great life?
Amen.
Let's say Christianity is a great life. Tell you what, religion stinks, but Christianity is great. Religion stinks. Christianity is great. It will demand things out of you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Go to Acts chapter 2. Verse 41. And I want to ask you a question. Can you hang with Christianity?
Amen.
Can you hang with Christianity?
Amen.
Many people can deal with religion. You know? But most people cannot hang with true Christianity. Amen? Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. Well, that's the first qualification. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everybody talking about being baptized. Everybody say, oh, I want to be baptized. Take me to the water. And everyone's talking about being dunked in the water. Some people get dunked 3, 4, 5 times. You go to some churches and say, no, you weren't dunked the right way. They didn't say the right words over you when you went under the water. You know, they got to say it this way. If they didn't say it this way, you weren't really baptized, so we got to take you back to the water again. But you know, one of the things I find right here, it said that those that gladly received the word were baptized.
Amen.
What's a prerequisite to baptism? Gladly receiving the word of God. There are a whole bunch of people that go under the water but never come in contact with the word of God.
Amen.
They don't even know what they're getting into.
Amen.
They didn't hear the message. All they did is my granddaddy got in the water. Now I'm going to get into the water. They that gladly receive the word. So if you're not gladly receiving the word, your baptism doesn't mean much.
Amen.
Amen. It's the word of God that saves us from our sins and delivers us. And water baptism is nothing but an outward symbol. We're telling everybody else around the world what we believe, what we're into, and who we identify with. They say, praise God for that. But the difference with Christianity is supernatural. Just not a thought process. Amen. It's not a bunch of rules and regulations. Amen. It's a supernatural relationship with God. We receive the message of God. Listen, God's word is powerful. The Bible says the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged word. The words that Christ spoke, those words are powerful. And when you hear those words, somebody say, amen.
Amen.
It'll do something to you.
Amen.
And then when you get in agreement with those words, you get water baptized. And that tells everybody else, I'm a Christian. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then there's a second baptism after that. How many of you are glad about that? There's a water baptism. There's a baptism of fire. There's a baptism of the Spirit.
Amen.
When you get water baptized, that's when you tell the world that I accept Jesus Christ. But when the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes on you, that's God telling the world, hey, that one's mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you get in the water, they're saying, hey, look, I belong to God. Amen. But when that baptism of fire, the Holy Spirit comes on you, that's God's supernatural sign telling the world that that is one of my children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's help. Somebody help us with him. Hallelujah. All right. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayers. So say doctrine,
doctrine.
Fellowship,
fellowship,
and prayer. Say it one more time. Doctrine, fellowship, and prayers. Many people don't get that. You know, we just get into religion and we don't really get into Christianity. Christianity, let me tell you what, the early church was all about good doctrine. Somebody say the word. They said they continued in the apostles' doctrine. That means the doctrine. Notice that when Jesus said something, they were baptized into what Jesus said. Then the apostles were constantly teaching the people and they fellowship around what was said. There are a lot of people that get in church, they get involved with church, they get involved, you know, they just hang around, but they never listen to what that church is trying to say. Amen?
Amen.
They think as long as my name's on the membership roll, as long as I'm friends with Sister So-and-so, everything is okay. But first and foremost, they said, listen, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And not enough just, there are a lot of people say, I just come to church because I just want to hear the word of God. That's all I'm into. I don't have time for other people. All I want to do is just hear the message. You ever heard people just heard the message? For it's not enough just to hear the message. It said in the apostles' doctrines, and also they continued in fellowship. Somebody say fellowship.
Fellowship,
fellowship is crucial. Did you know that?
Amen.
God didn't design us to walk this thing out by ourselves. He said we are to walk together. Fellowship is important. You know, get into a house. You know, when you find a church, you find a body of believers. You know what? You'll never grow to be all that God wants you to grow until you start to participate in quality Christian fellowship. That's why on Friday night, we were having all of these church service after church service. And the people were never growing to be everything that really God intended them to be. Why? Because we were missing out some stuff. Somebody say, supernatural Christian fellowship. Things that are crucial for you. Somebody say, I want to put these things in my life this year.
Amen.
One is doctrine, solid biblical teaching. Amen?
Amen.
Good teaching and good fellowship. Amen. And the breaking of bread and in prayers. That means we should eat out a lot. Amen. Everybody should learn to cook. You know, that's a Christian thing.
Amen.
That's a cultural Christian thing. Somebody say, it's cultural for Christians to fellowship. I mean, from the first, when the church started, that's what they did. They started out, they were always hanging out. They were always fellowshipping. They're saying, well, what can I do to grow spiritually? Maybe you can go out to eat with somebody.
Amen.
Cut off the TV and come out of your closet all by yourself.
Amen.
So you say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe not an extra service. We'll make the services, thank God. Amen. But maybe just a little cup of tea sometime. Maybe, you know, well, I don't have enough money to go out to eat. Go buy yourself some Ritz crackers and go to the neighbor and borrow some cheese. And put it out and find somebody that's broke like you. Amen? And you can have fellowship around that. Amen? Good doctrine. Fellowship. So say, I'm going to apply those things in my life. And the breaking of bread and in prayer. Some say prayer.
Prayer.
Say it again. Prayer. And I'm talking about more than, oh, Lord, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep, or Lord, bless this food. Churches don't grow that way. People don't grow that way. So say a lifestyle.
Of prayer.
Jesus is our example. He prayed all the time. And don't you think he was God, you know? And Jesus had to pray throughout the night to make it. Don't you think you're going to need to pray?
Amen.
So those things, if you want to grow this year, and if you want to be a Christian, and you want the results of Christianity, amen, try those things. Well, I don't care whether everybody else is doing it or not. You try it and see what happens. I noticed when I started to put those things in my life, I grew spiritually. I noticed that I could hear the Holy Spirit a lot quickly, more easily. I noticed that the supernatural would happen in my life. I'd start to pray stuff, and bam, by the time I finished praying, it was right there.
Amen.
I noticed that when I went to church, I mean, it was just different. I mean, we would sound like chickens and hens clucking, but it was still heavenly, amen, because I was at a different place.
Amen.
Because I put in the necessary ingredients. So, apostles' doctrine. Good doctrine, good teaching. If you don't listen, don't go to a church you can't receive the teaching. That's the first thing. What are they teaching? Are you in agreement with that? Then you get in fellowship around that. Amen?
Amen.
Breaking bread and in prayers. And somebody said, and fear came upon every soul. So say fear. That's one thing that the devil wants to distort. He wants to mess it up. Somebody say reverence.
Reverence.
Most believers today are religiously sarcastic. Amen. And just plain cocky. But there's a fear with God. Amen. God is our friend. He loves us. He cares about us. Amen. But you know what? When we really walk with God, we should want to be like David. David said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart. Amen. And renew a right spirit in me. Whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Not like the Spirit would leave you. Amen. But don't allow me to do anything that would affect my Christian relationship or your grace being manifest on my life. Most people, you know, everybody seen that movie called Die Hard? Is that what it was? The Die Hard, the guy had the partner or something like that, and he had a death wish or whatever it was. Is it Death Wish was the movie? And he was a good cop because he wasn't afraid to die. He was going to commit suicide anyhow. Well, he was going to commit suicide anyhow, so he would always take all the risky gigs, you know. He would always do the crazy stuff, and he wasn't afraid to die. It didn't mean anything to him. There are a lot of Christians that live that way, too. Death wish Christians. They jump into everything. You know what? Because really, on the inside, they're already dead spiritually. Their Christianity didn't mean anything to them. Their fire went out the second day they got saved. They'll do anything, say anything, act any kind of way, jeopardize anything. It's real quiet in here this morning, but it's still good. Amen? Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. That's what I like. Amen. That's what I like. But you know, you got to get, you know, you got to put, if you're going to bake a cake, somebody's going to praise the Lord, you got to put in all the right ingredients. Amen. You know, if I want apple pie, I'm not going to throw in jelly beans, you know, into some, you know, some stuff and expect to get it out there. If you want something, you got to put in the necessary ingredients. I want Christianity, and I want everything that God does. Whenever we read all the examples that we have of God is he's an active God that does great and mighty works. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never stops. He came in doing great works. He's going to come out of here doing great works. He'll never stop. Amen. But all we got to do is, what we've got to do as believers, you know, we are his instruments today. If we would live the right lifestyle, amen. If we would do the right thing, have the right mindset, amen. Jesus said, the works that I do, you'll do also. Right. Someone said, you're just talking. No, I've seen it and I've experienced it. Devil's not going to get people saved. That's crazy. Amen. I've seen God do great, mighty, wonderful things. You know, I just don't believe it. I know it because I've seen what he can do. And I'm sure some of you have seen the same thing. Amen. Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done. How many want to live in a day where there's signs and wonders done? The Bible says in the last days, you know, that many mighty works will be done. Many false works, but many good works as well. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the believers were together and had all things in common. Go to verse 46. And they continuing. Somebody say, and they continuing. Somebody said, I want, you know, there are so many people that claim the reason why I go, this is just the way it was back then. I just want that good old traditional Christianity. You know, we just go to church at 11 o'clock. We have that hour-long service. We sing the right hymns, you know. We say the right words. Then we get out of it. That's the way it was. I don't like any of this new stuff. Well, this early church, amen, somebody say, they continue daily. Amen. Somebody say, continuing daily. You couldn't catch that boat. You couldn't catch that boat. You got a problem with two services a week. You know, it's, you know, if it's a hang up, you know, to go to church, there's a problem. Amen. There's really a problem. For me, it's not difficult. I don't have to force myself to go to church. I don't have to force myself to fellowship. You know, because that's what it's all about. Amen. When we go to heaven, what do you think you're going to do? I mean, you can't shut those angels up. They sing around the throne constantly. And, you know, we sing one extra verse, you're ready to pull your hair out. And those angels hadn't shut up for thousands of years. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, you got some work to do. Hallelujah. Amen? I mean, let church run 15 minutes over. Boy, Lord. And then you trying to go to heaven? For heaven, for a lot of people, it seems to them would almost be like hell in church all day long. Never ceasing. Think about it. Think about it. We're getting closer to to worship. We're getting closer to the heart of God, to where we'll ever be before the Father and ever worshiping him. But it seems like the closer we get to God, the more we shortchange him.
Amen.
Isn't that a trip? It's like, you know, the church started out in this form. Like if you're going to get ready for a fight, workout, when the boxers get ready to train, They don't start out real intense, and then right before the fight, they just start taking breaks. Right before they hit the final end, amen. That's when they really kick it in.
Right.
Now is not a time to be drawing back. It's a time to go forward. Continually, daily, with one accord in the temple. So say, in the temple. That means they got up and left and went to church.
Amen.
You must be in some cult. Well, we don't have church every day, but you must be. Anybody ever heard of it? You go to church on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. Friday night too. You better get yourself a life.
Amen.
But they, I tell you what, we'd send them all the therapy if they were in America today and got into that church. Fellowship and eating out. Amen.
Amen.
And continue daily. Continually daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. And having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church when? Daily. Isn't that awesome? Boy, we got a lot of people in here. Why? We got a lot of people in here this morning. Wow, the place just packed out. We ain't nothing for people to come to. We're so far. I'd rather get in this. What would happen if people really got caught on fire for God? I mean, what would happen if we just got rid of all the threw all the tradition out and just started to live? And our worship was no longer a chore. Amen. But it was an opportunity. And it was a blessing. I'm believing God for the day. I'm going to experience it in my life. I don't care what it takes. I am going, if I have to move to get it, I will experience it.
Amen.
If people can go to Target every day, or to a grocery store, if people can make the happy hour every day, I go to Starbucks sometimes 3 times a day.
Amen.
And give an offering every time I go.
Amen.
Nobody bugs me about that.
Amen.
I have to drive there too.
Amen.
I'm believing God for the day.
Amen.
When I'll see souls added to the church daily.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. When I see souls added to the church daily. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be. That's a deep thesis. I really don't, you know, I got a friend, you know, he's off in predestination and all that stuff. But you know what? There's something there. Somebody say, such as should be. That's a gift from God. We all have the ability to make our mind and make our choice, but really, we can't truly say, you know, it was really me that did it. Because I know I'm just one of the dumbest people out there sometimes. And I've blown many opportunities, many blessings, you know. I didn't study the best way I could have in school. So how could we lose out in so many of these little natural opportunities? You get what I'm saying? And then catch the right one. Not like me. It has to be God. It has to be God that chose you, that loved you, that called you, that wooed you unto himself. There are some people out there, there are some people say, I'll never get saved because I can't hang. I mean, they're teaching this stuff. I can't do it all. You know what? God's got enough love to keep you saved.
Amen.
The Bible says, faithful who is he who begun a good work in you who will also complete it. There are people out there that should be, somebody say should be, saved. Not just could be, should be. Anybody ever find the should be's? See them all the time, but so many times I think Jesus had that, he was a great evangelist because he had that natural ability, supernatural ability really, to look at people and find the should be's. He saw that woman at the well. Everybody else saw all of her hang-ups, all of her problems. But he saw, hey, that's one of those that should be saved.
Amen.
And they don't have to wait till Sunday morning to get saved. Some say daily should be's.
Daily should be's.
We get so caught up in the ones that will never be. Don't want to be's. Amen?
Amen?
You ever heard people say want to be's? We got a whole lot of don't want to be. Amen. If you can't get hung up on all that stuff, you know, say it fine. If they don't want to be, forget them. Go to the should-be's. How many are excited about that?
Amen.
The Bible, there are some should-be's out there. And I believe there are more than 100 of them out there.
Amen.
You know, if they're not in Houston, they're in New York. I'm going to find them. Some say the should-be's.
Should-be's.
I'm going to say should-be's.
Should-be's. Amen.
People get off on all kind of crazy stuff. If people can go to rock and roll clubs and drag each other around and bump into each other until they bleed, if there are people that shouldn't do that, you know, don't you think there's some should-be's that'll get a hold of this good word?
Amen.
Don't you get out there thinking you're the only one. How many of your faith is difficult for you? This walk is difficult for you. How many have a desire to go even deeper with God?
Amen.
I'm serious. Not force, you know, not just say, oh, I want to go deeper because if I don't, I'm going to go to hell. And it's not, you're just not running from hell, but there's just something within you that's pushing you deeper to the heart of God. You just want more. Not because you feel that you have less or that you're incomplete, but, you know, there's just something naturally about you. You're doing it because you want to, and those that don't want to be don't understand you.
Amen.
They think you're weird.
Amen.
They think you're crazy. Because you've got taste.
Amen.
You've tasted and you've seen, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever.
Thank you, Father.
We don't mess. I'm trying to feed you, honey. Amen.
Amen.
He said, look, you know, we don't get caught up. You know, there are certain people that find the wrong person for their life and you can't tell, look, you love that no good person. I don't bug you about that no good one that's not going to take you anywhere, not going to do anything for you. You won't leave him alone. It's the same way with Jesus, except he's good. His mercy endures forever. He completely satisfies. He totally fulfills, and I like it. I'm totally satisfied and happy. What are you going to do for me? Now, if you take Jesus away, what are you going to do for me? I've had you before. You're just a bill. Amen. If I love Barney, let me love Barney. Amen. I'm talking about a little different people. You got to let people go for God. And one thing I don't understand, when people fall in love with Jesus, others don't understand it. If they knew him, if they only knew, they might have fallen in love with religion, tradition, picket sign. Amen. But if they only knew Jesus, amen, it's not a hang-up. Amen? It's a piece of cake. How are you glad that it's easy? The Bible says, my yoke is easy. But you say, how can you hang? Boy, it is easy. Whatever he wants to do, I just go that way and it works out and I'm enjoying it. It's easy. We're getting there, amen? Hallelujah. Somebody say fellowship.
Fellowship.
Fellowship is what we want to really get engrafted into us this year. That's what it's all about. That's what Nations Church is really all about. You can have God just about anywhere. You can have the Lord on your own and all this other stuff. But you know what? It's all about fellowship. Somebody say, like faith, fellowshipping together. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Remember we talked about wannabes, don't wannabes, and should-be's? Some say, I'm a should-be. How do I relate to the don't wannabes? How can I relate to the don't wannabes? First of all, is to realize there's something out there called saying, don't wannabe. They have no desire to be whatsoever. You cannot control people. You can't beat people over the head and say, you need to be saved. You're not going to get saved and make their life hell until they come to Jesus. That's not what it's all about.
Amen.
God's got to do something within them. If they don't want to be, let it be. Until God, or you can pray, until God does a work over their heart. How do should-be's handle don't-wanna-be's? It says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's a really hard thing, isn't it? Why? Now, yoke, yoke is, they put ox together and they put this thing over their neck so they could walk together and pull stuff together. Amen? They would yoke them so they would be at the same pace. They'd usually find two animals about the same strength, same speed, same height, because they're able to pull together and go someplace. But if you got stuff that's uneven, it'd be like getting moped tires and monster car truck tires and putting them on the same vehicle and trying to go down the road. Amen. If you're a wanna, if you are a should be and wanna be, you don't have any fellowship with people that don't want to be. Amen. If you do, whoop-de-doo. But I'm saying there's nothing you have in common with people like that, and that's really going to affect you negatively. For what fellowship? What fellowship? Where are you going? What are you going to talk about? What are you going to do? What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. Crystal, can you go knock on that door over there for me, please? Thank you. So don't be unequally yoked. Somebody say amen. And then right here in verse 17, it says, wherefore, come out. That's a word of advice. Come out from among them and be ye separated. It didn't say be better than anybody else. It's not what it's talking about. That's not saying you're better than anybody else. It's not saying you're trying to hurt anybody's feeling or do anything. It's first of all, is you just got to let... You just can't be controlling. Our life can be miserable when you're trying to drag people and go through a bunch of changes. Many times people will come out of darkness when they see, if the building was really on fire that you're in, and you're trying to say, come on out of this burning building. We're all going to die. They're not going to listen to you if you're still standing there talking to them. But if you yourself make up your mind, I'm going to get out of here and improve myself, they're going to follow your good example. If my life is so bad, why are you spending it with me?
Amen.
Oh, we got an amen corner back there. Amen. I tell you what, you don't need to have a packed room when you got three amen people. Amen. Come out from among it and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Everybody say, come out.
Come out.
Say, come out.
Come out.
Now, come out doesn't mean just leave them. In that word, come out, if you look at that in the Greek, that really means, it says, get out or go forward. It's not just saying, look, it's not just saying, just ditch them. It's saying, go forward yourself. Amen. Proceed forth. Don't wait up. It's like when when Lot and his wife were in that evil city and the angel was sent to deliver them and take them forward. Lot, he was not running from his wife. He was just going forward.
Amen.
And that's what God has for you. You just walk forward and let God do the rest.
Amen.
If God was faithful to save you, he'll be faithful to save them. You leave a good word and go forward.
Amen.
Don't ditch him. Somebody say amen. Don't ditch him, but go forward. How many are you going to make up your mind you're going to do that this year?
Amen.
And stop wrestling with, how many have been wrestling, fighting, and going through all these changes?
Amen.
Just go forward. We let the chips fall where they may.
Amen.
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 And God will be faithful. That's what that word come out means. And that word unbeliever, some say unbelieving. It means faithless. Or untrustworthy. There are a lot of people that never learn to trust God. You have enough faith in God that you can trust Him. So you want to go forward. It says this. Everybody say fellowship. When people You know, when you find people that are common, anybody ever felt like you were all by yourself? There was nobody really that understood you? Most of the time in high school, you went through stuff like that probably. That all of a sudden, maybe one friend popped up and understood something just the way you did. And it made you feel so good. It happened on the inside. Some say connection. We connected. God promises us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Something happens to true believers. We fall in love with each other. When you find somebody else who's on fire for God, that loves God, you're going to have something in common. I don't care if their hair is red. I don't care what color skin they are. If they're on fire for God, something is going to connect within you. You're going to be able to deal with them. This is why. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we're not walking in dark. If we're walking in God's light, guess what's going to happen? We have fellowship with one another. When you walk in the light, God guarantees you. When you make up your mind, you're no longer going to walk in darkness, that you're going to follow God, God's not going to allow you to walk down that road by yourself. He promises you, then we have fellowship with one another. How many of you are excited about that? But many times we can't find the fellowship that God has for us because we refuse to walk in the light. We're looking for fellowship in darkness. That's not where you're going to find it. God promises when we come out and start to go forward, there's somebody else already walking in that direction. Like he told the prophet, there's a whole bunch of those others that have not bowed their knee. So he said, when we walk in the light, he came back to church. You can't keep him out of church. He wants fellowship. He's fine there. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. No, let him go. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Why don't you stand up right where he's right in here right at time, Becky. All right, why don't y'all stand up right where you are. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How many of y'all are excited about that?
Amen.
How many think we're nuts?
Amen.
But I'm going for it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going for it. Amen. I want to walk in the light as he is in the light. I want all of God I can get.
Amen.
I'm just going to play it. Amen? See what happens.
Yes.
I believe it's going to be good. So I said, well, you'll just burn out or grow tired. No, since 1976, still want to go for God. Even more so, I feel like I just started.
Amen.
When did this thing start? I've been at the starting line. You know, when can we just take off and do what God wants us to do? The word, somebody say doctrine.
Fellowship.
And prayer.
And prayer.
Doctrine, fellowship, and prayer. That's what God has for you. Let me pray for you as you stretch out holy hands.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for a great day. We thank you for open, warm hearts. Lord, we believe your word. That as we come out to go forward, Lord, that you promises us. That you promise us that we will have fellowship with one another. We thank you for new life that you give. We thank you for love. And we thank you for grace. Be with us this week, Father. Allow your fire to burn in our hearts and increase your people in every way. And if there be any need this morning, God, any need, any prayer request, any situation of anyone in need of healing or in any area, Father God, you are our healer.
Yes.
You're our supplier. So let your spirit go forth even now, Father God, and make a difference. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We love you guys. Y'all stay strong. Put on some good music, and y'all be back here tonight at 7 o'clock. Somebody say amen. Sandra is going to be teaching tonight, I think. I don't know who's teaching. Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will turn my hand upon the and upon thee and purely purge away thy dross. Some say dross.
Dross.
What's dross? Good for nothing. Mm-hmm. Stuck in the wheat barrel. Amen. Can't eat it. Can't get nothing out of it. Nothing good for anybody. And take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors, that's my family, hallelujah. You see the spelling, same spelling, it's true. Somebody say hallelujah, it's in the family. That's why I'm a Christian, amen. As at the beginning, afterward, thou shalt be called the city of the righteous. Somebody say right standing with God. Hallelujah. The faithful city. I'm so glad God's going to do it.
Amen.
Good Lord, come quickly, Lord, and purge this mess.
I'm telling you.
Because I see some stuff claiming heavenly, claiming the kingdom of God. Boy, sometimes make you not want to go.
Amen.
Amen. You mean I got to be up there with them? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment. Thank you, Father. That's really what we need, some say, a faithful, true judge that will judge by the Spirit. Look at somebody say, there is no jury in heaven. God is judge, witness, and jury. They're speaking in tongues back there. And the destruction of transgressors and of the sinners shall be together. Wow. So say destruction of transgressors and of the sinners. So say transgressing the law. And what's the law? We're no longer addicted to the letter of the law. You know what the law to us is? Is being obedient to the Holy Spirit. Being open and obedient to the Holy Spirit. And those that haven't learned that, that think they're so much better than everybody else, they haven't learned to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow what the Holy Spirit's telling them to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to suffer the same fate with those sinners that they think they're so much better than.
Okay.
Together. And they that forsook the Lord shall be consumed. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't he a good God?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This year,
do good. God is good.
God is good.
And one day you'll be like him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Father, did y'all enjoy that tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about the new year where the care of God's gonna be manifest?
Amen.
And how many of you are glad? Somebody say, bring it in.
Bring it in.
We don't have to worry about a thing around here if we would all just be willing hearted. And it's more than just being, you're not gonna be willing unless you saturate yourself in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can forget a willing heart. Amen. You can forget that willing heart scripture if you don't take into account the things that's been said around here again and again. Praying to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Saturating yourself in the Holy Ghost. It just ain't going to happen any other way. Amen.
Amen.
Willing hearts only come for people that have yielded themselves to the Holy Ghost. If you don't develop a prayer life, praying in the Holy Ghost every day, I don't care anybody. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost every day and get in the Word, do that stuff, your heart will no longer be willing. Don't trust your own heart. Glory to God. You better keep that sucker beat down. Because it'll come back on you. Amen. You know, you ever had some animals, you know, that will buck at you? You know, you got to keep them there. You got to do your own heart. Don't trust it.
Amen.
Well, I've been in, you know, Brother Dean, I was talking today. Said, Brother Dean, been in for 2 years. Don't you trust your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get familiar. Keep it. Saturated in God, or it will get away from you and get you in trouble.
Amen.
I believe it. It's the truth. It's the truth. Amen. I've been in it since 1976. Some of you have been in it probably for longer than that. Amen. And I still can't trust this heart. Amen. You get this thing out of prayer. Glory to God.
Amen.
I mean, you got to do AAA. You ever seen alcoholics, you know, that have to go to AA? You know, they think they can handle it. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm fine, you know. A crack addict and think they're okay. You better stay away. You have to keep. Someone say, we got some problems. Amen. We got to go to AA of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Or you be backslidden. You will definitely, and some people say, you backslid a long time ago and just don't know it. Your whole church backslid. All y'all backslid together, you know, and you don't know it. Amen?
Amen. I can't talk about the kill.
It's the truth. Now, I'll tell you what, when you get into this thing real quick, there's something that they did a study when they saw people that were in a burning building. They would set up a building, and they would put people in the building, and they talked to all the people. They were actors in like a restaurant. They had a restaurant scene, and they had people go into the restaurant. And they had all the actors there, and all the actors were eating. There were like 100 people, and they say, y'all just keep eating. No matter what happens, just keep eating. And then they would let normal people come in and sit with them, right? And the normal couple was sitting there, and all of a sudden, they would start putting smoke coming out from under the doors everywhere, you know, smoking. It would turn up the heat like the building was going down. And the normal people would not move because they were looking at all the other people that were just sitting around. You know what I'm saying? So they said the building could have been on fire and collapsed, but they would not move because everybody else, most of the people, more than not, now sometimes some people, they'd get up and go. They didn't care where the people were going. You know, they go sit there by themselves. They were out of there. But the majority of the people sat there because they were wondering how do so many people die in these things because they look at everybody else around them and think that everything else is okay.
Somewhere in a crowd and say, fire.
That's right.
Take off
Just how it goes. So we got to, somebody say, keep yourself saturated in God.
Saturated.
I don't care if half the country, you know Jesus yourself. Not by what Pastor Rod said. You know the Holy Ghost yourself. Listen to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 He don't have a problem with taking one out. Look at the entire look at all of the people that were supposed to go over to the promised land. Only two got in out of that hole. Out of all those people that walked through the water split. You know, all the people that walked through the Red Sea, they all died in the wilderness. I mean, any of y'all walked through the Red Sea? You think that would influence your decision-making processes? Don't you think it would a little bit? If you saw fire, you know, fire by night, you know, and the cloud of glory by day and all that stuff, you saw all the stuff they saw, God speaking on the mountain. Every last one of those idiots died in the wilderness after God did all that stuff for them. They saw more miracles than you ever could have thought about. They saw Moses hit a rock and water come out in glory. They saw all that stuff. They saw manna and all these miracles and stuff. And they all died. Only two of them got over to the other side, Joshua and Caleb. And you know what? God didn't have a problem with it. All, you hear what I'm saying? All you can go to hell. I'm going home with Jesus. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the Joshua and Caleb. Somebody say, only two's good enough.
That's right.
Isn't that sad? And we worried about how many people come to church, how many people on your back. Look, only two. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that made it to the promised land. And all the rest of them were there. Amen. Carrying on acting foolish and died right there in the wilderness. So say, God.
God.
That he is just.
He is just.
He doesn't care if it's a million or he doesn't care if it's two. He doesn't care if it's one.
That's right. That's right. Good God.
He did it before. He'll do it again.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 You just got to believe God and trust in it and make it over to the other side.
That's right. That's right.
Do the same thing today. Don't be stuck. Learn from the examples. Learn from your examples in the Bible and do that stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Majority is not always right.
That's true. Amen.
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 You better know God. He is right.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is right.
Yes.
Tr- trust him. You better pray in the Holy Ghost this year. And people are going to try to tell you it's not necessary. People have stopped praying in the Holy Ghost. They even stopped teaching it in a lot of the charismatic churches. That's the devil. That's not God. That's wrong. That's the devil. You have got to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yeah.
And that will only happen if you every day pray.
Amen.
And if you don't, you'll be just like everybody else. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm going to be, if only one come out, say it's going to be me. You better have that mentality. I'm serious. You know, you need to help your brothers and sisters, but you better have that mentality.
Amen.
I've been through revivals. I'm done, but I've been through revivals. I've seen God move. I've been through you groups where 100 people get saved at one time. Mm-hmm. And today, half of them dead. Or backslid and caught up in AIDS and all this other mess. And I'm still standing, still in Jesus,
Amen.
Still in God.
Amen.
I didn't get up with the crowd. I went with God. I don't care if every one of my graduating class out of CFA that I backslid and started hanging out with Aleister Crowley and or whoever else. I don't care what they got. I'm going to stick with God. I'm serious. I don't care who gets mad about it. I'm going to stick with Jesus.
Right.
Even if it's out of time, I'm going to stick with the Holy Ghost and stick with God until he shows up.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say crowds,
crowds
have been wrong before.
Amen.
So to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
I'm not trying to get you to take my point of view. I'm trying to stick you to stick to the word and stick to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you that this is the year that these people in the name of Jesus will experience eating the good of the land. Not because, Father, not because they do great things, Father God, but because they've decided to be willing and obedient. Willingness and supernatural obedience. We curse that spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, full of God's direction, full of God's wisdom.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha. And prospering and reigning in God's will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The best of it they'll eat in Jesus' name. You make it happen, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. If y'all have a seed to sow tonight, I see seed out here already. Somebody say hallelujah. Get some seed. Hallelujah. If you don't have seed, borrow it from Dean. He's got a bunch of it. Amen. I did his loan, so we know. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. When you sow any seed, a nickel, a dime, a penny, get some dollar bills out of the coffee bar and pass them out. Go do something. Amen. You know what? It's real. Oh, you just in it for the money. No, I'd be doing something else if I was in it for the money. Amen. Because I don't get to keep any of it. Amen. I'm not going to do it for the money. Amen. I'm absolutely certain. I told Brother D today, I said, listen, every financial problem anybody ever has is always the result of a lack of sowing. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Somebody said, well, I'm short. Amen. Well, you came up Shaquille short. Somebody, Shaquille brought her tithe. Amen. You got your $3. Amen. You better thank God for it, Pastor. Amen. It told you. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you reap what you sow. Some people say, well, Lord, you're just going to have to wait till I get it. When you have a need, the Holy Ghost will tell you, you're just going to have to wait till... you better wait till you sing the right song. Somebody say thank you. Some of your blessings are always late. Amen. Are always coming up short. Glory to God. The best time is to give when you ain't got nothing. You know, when all you got is $2. That's the best time. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Who are we waiting on now? Crystal got offended. Can you believe that? Look, she got offended. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, isn't God good? Bring it in from the... They're going to be so much money rolling. I had a great year. This was supposed to be a bad one.
Thank you, God.
I think this last year was my worst year financially. Period. Bling, bling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This year it's my turn.
Right.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
I never had so much and worked so little.
Yeah. Isn't it been good? That's God. Do you hear this? Do you hear? That is God. She said, I've never had so much and had to work so little. And we tell you, you don't have to work to get it. No, you just have to be obedient. She working. She's just working for the Lord. Pie here, cake there, amen. Taking care of this one, taking care. She just being obedient to the Holy Ghost. And you're being the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be sitting on your butt looking at the ceiling. You're not God.
In this same room, Pastor Ron,
amen.
Remember I told you I wanted y'all to help bless me to find a church home?
Uh-huh.
Then I could start looking for a home.
Uh-huh.
My Christmas present was a home.
Yeah, you got a house for Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Somebody walked up and gave you a home, did they?
Yeah. My godfather, he come out the room with his little silver box with all his deeds and insurance papers and everything that I own.
Soon as you stop working and hustling up all your stuff, everything. Somebody brought it to you. Because you were willing and obedient and open. What day did he do that?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. That is good. What a Christmas gift.
I hadn't even opened it.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, what's your...
Don't stay over anyway.
Somebody say, I like that church. What'd you get for Christmas? A house. Woo!
Jesus.
I even think it's on tape.
When those corny moves come, furniture come there, been done in it.
You just got to call it in.
I'm looking for Jeanette Wilkinson. I said, speaking. Merry Christmas, Ms. Wilkinson. We're wondering that. I said, your blessing is on the way because mine just came. Goodbye. People are going to know my address so they can come out and repossess this, and I'm sending them what I can.
No, you need to let me talk to you.
Well, they won't go back and look in their archives. I bought the insurance policy that pays when I'm not working, and that my doctor's sending a statement in.
You're all right. You don't have to worry about all that.
I'm not.
Give me this seed, and I'm going to hold it up. We're going to bless it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, y'all are. How many of y'all are rejoicing?
Amen.
How many of you need seed? She got, ooh, girl. All right, now. How many of you need seed? How many of you need seed?
Amen.
How many of you need seed?
Amen.
You don't need it? Hallelujah. Watch this. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, move in Jesus' name. Horrible shin and high. I got a testimony. Holy Ghost want me to share Dean's testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Dean moved on some things to this week that's going to bring some abundance here to the house of God. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. He's not the only one. Glory to God, but it's doing it. Amen. And he was wearing it. Somebody say obedience.
Obedience
opens doors. Even though you don't understand it, obedience will open doors.
Amen.
Amen. So he had to get out there, and his obedience probably will open the door about the body of Christ, probably receiving anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $6,000. And that's a lot of money. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good? Yes, somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Well, he opened up the door for that to happen. Amen. And, you know, the devil tried to steal a contract from him. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, the devil. The Bible says, you know, you better believe this. If you sow your seed, it is impossible for the devil, you know what, to back talk God.
Amen.
He is not allowed to steal anything from you, ever. God said he would rebuke the devourer. That means that lead or that contract, that mortgage or whatever, that job, whatever it is that God has for you, when the devil tries to take it from you, say, no, devil, you're rebuked by God. You better turn around and take that stuff someplace else. You can't steal anything from me.
Amen.
Some say, I got security.
I got security.
I mean, there's an alarm system at the door. Amen. He's rebuked.
Yes.
Not here.
Mm.
Not here. It is impossible for the devil to steal anything from someone that's obedient in tithes and offerings. It is impossible. Somebody say hallelujah. It's impossible. God told me that this week. He said every single last, it is a financial problem. Anything has to do with money, it's always the result of someone not being obedient in a certain area. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every problem Nation Church got because we were supposed to give someplace we didn't give. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
It's not based on what comes in the offering plate. Amen. We ain't worried about that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We just have to be open to the Holy Ghost. Whenever God says move, move. I don't care how much it is. I don't care. Just do it.
Amen.
And watch what God does. Amen. He will rebuke the devourer.
Amen. Right.
You're already rich. You're already blessed.
That's right.
When you're broke, it's just you've been ripped off.
Right.
You're not waiting for your blessing. You just got ripped off. That's what it's about. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're already blessed. You're already prospered. You're already reigning. You just get ripped off every day.
That's right.
You want to become a millionaire? Stop the devil from stealing. So he got up there, you know, and the devil tried to steal that from him, and it came out that God brought it back. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He had to fight about it. Didn't have to cuss, didn't have to hit nobody, amen. Didn't have to beg, didn't have to cry, didn't have to squirm, didn't have to do all this other stuff. Somebody say, it just showed up. It just showed up. You just happened to be looking around and found out, hey, he just got credited. $600 able to bless the church, amen. What he's going to be able to do is be able to bless the body, amen, with that resource, amen, which will cover probably about a month. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. But God did 100 times more than what he did to help us out.
Amen.
It was $6,000 sown to the house of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
His efforts. So you see, God will give seed to the sower. See, you got to learn that. Mm-hmm. See, if you're just thinking God wants to bless the church by what you got, you're going to miss God.
Mm-hmm.
See, this money was seed to the sower. See, this money that he just let God pour through him. God gave him the seed. He didn't have to come up with it on his own. God gave it to him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. I ain't got nothing. Well, dummy, he promised to give you seed to the sower. All you got to do is be open and keep your eyes open to look at it.
Mm.
Some of you going to get in trouble for the seed that he tried to give you didn't take.
Mm.
So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That'd be a shame. Stuff right out there in front of your face. You could put it to the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. But it came out $600,000. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Credited to the account. Somebody say in the thousands. 6,000 sold. Amen. Comes back 600,000.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like it in the sevens.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He ain't finished with it yet. He ain't finished with it yet. That's hundredfold return. Go ahead.
I didn't make $600,000.
I'm just lying about the whole thing. No.
$600,000 deal, and I get a percentage of it.
He gets a percentage of it. Amen. We'll let him do it again and again and again.
That's all right.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, give it back to him. Hey.
Amen.
Amen. Some say God can do it.
God can do it.
Hallelujah. Now I want you to say, Father. That seed I just sowed is what's going to speak for me when the devil comes up against my blessing. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Back up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's all right. Have them penny slinging angels. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God can do it. The devourer is rebuked for your sake. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for abundance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We loose. We loose. We loose. We loose. We loose abundance in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the home, Father God. We thank you for the home right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for that home in Jesus' name. Turn it around in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all be obedient to the Holy Ghost and watch what happens. Amen. So say, go to the next level.
Brother Jensen, let me know if you have a problem getting those little child support checks. all cash and birds. But I just would.